Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Linka Hamushova. I'm a designer, visual art artist, and a researcher. I have a background in critical and speculative design, but besides my own practice, I also teach and write, and I organize the Festival of Critical and Socially Engaged Art and Design, which is called Ouroboros, and is focusing on the condition of designing in troubling times. I'm based in Prague, Czech Republic.
Linka, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, since 2018, I've been fascinated with synthetic media. At the time, it was mostly deepfakes. And I started exploring the consequences of these new technological advancements on a transparency of visual communication because of my background in graphic design. And I got also engaged with synthetic media later on creatively and started experimenting with a number of different generative models. So I started basically incorporating synthetic media in my own creative practice. What led me to actually looking critically at how these tools are being used or how they are planned to be used. You know, these questions like what kind of applications are getting popular and monetized, what kind of ethical issues there might be arising, as well as how synthetic media are going to change our perceiving of reality. So that's a little bit more philosophical there. And currently I'm doing my PhD in this area at Academy of Performing Arts in Prague. And I'm looking at creative applications of synthetic media in the context of audiovisual production. And also I'm analyzing the disappearing line between reality and fiction in synthetic media, because I think that synthetic media are actually photorealistic fiction, if we are talking about those examples that are trying to achieve photorealistic quality. But of course, not all synthetic media are photorealistic. And I talk also a lot about the future of synthetic media. I call this kind of future a synthetic reality. Mm-hmm. So to explain, it's such future where we will be surrounded with all kinds of synthetic imagery or text or sounds that will mingle with the original media, I mean the man-captured media, not synthetic, and it will not be possible to distinguish between what is real or what is not. So there will be some kind of a level of visual or informational uncertainty, because the credibility of mediated information is getting compromised, and we might find ourselves back in times where we had no better proof of validity of an information than the word of mouth. And I organize workshops where we discuss this kind of future. And I also created an educational set of cards that are representing today's most popular models, generative models, but also other models, models for recognition or some models that can help us produce synthetic media, basically. And people can use these cards at the workshops, but also just buy them or download them freely and just learn about synthetic media tools and like understand better what kind of different tools there are available, and then it's easier to conceptualize their future use.
Linka, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, it's hard to choose, but for me, the biggest success is when I see people that are openly sharing the knowledge and their experiences, people who are sharing their code and letting other people build on it. Because these are really exciting times when every month there is something unbelievable turning into reality. And there is so much space to experiment and research and discuss the future uses and consequences. But that also leads me to the challenges right away. The biggest challenge is actually going on with something we don't fully understand. I mean, building on some kind of possible misunderstandings that no one has time to research properly, whether it's projected human biases in the data sets or different, even less recognizable issues.
Lenka, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
From my personal point of view, I think it's the most important to not settle with current use cases and applications of synthetic media. I think we really need to be thinking of what kind of future use cases we wish for us. And it's the place for everyone to try to imagine alternative path that we could as a society take. Basically, to think less in this startup way of how to monetize AI tools and more rather imagining the potential positive transformational value of these tools.
And Lenka, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
It depends what exactly you are interested in when it comes to synthetic media. I think currently the best source of information is definitely Twitter and GitHub. And you need to start following the right people and then you learn some buzzwords and then you can search for more information. And if you want, if you're interested in some applications in art, then I would maybe recommend looking at aiartonline.com gallery or mlart.co. And my work is available on my website, hamosova.com. And I did a number of talks that can be accessed via the list on the website. And there is also a link to the cards that I mentioned that you can download, or you can go directly to syntheticreality.hamosova.com.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.